Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, you will not be judged. Stop condemning, you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, "Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful." Very good reading starting today in preparation for Holy Week and the Easter Triduum, and then Mercy Sunday would be to read the diary of St. Faustina. So that might be a decision starting now. If you don't have it, try to buy it. It's a spiritual classic. You may not get finished. It's 1,820 entrances, but it's a gold mine. So that could be a wonderful Lenten practice. And if you've read it once, doesn't matter. Read it again. If you read it 10 times, read it again. It is a spiritual gold mine. So what I'd like to do today is just give you one of the numbers to whet your appetite. Okay? And it's related to the gospel, that passage that I just quoted for you. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. If we want to receive mercy, then it's incumbent upon us to be merciful. Receive mercy depends upon us giving mercy and being merciful to others. There's three ways that Jesus suggested to St. Faustina that we can practice mercy. The three ways are through prayer, word, and action. There's a good Lenten proposal. Prayer, word, and action. Prayer, you can pray for anyone. Pray for your best friend or your worst enemy. Maybe best your worst enemy. Okay? That can be more merciful than praying for your best friend. Pray for both of them. What can you pray? You can pray 10 rosaries or 1 Hail Mary. It's not specified. But you have to pray. And the prayer shouldn't be like this for your enemy, no? Lord, I pray that my enemy will be with me in heaven, but as far away from me as possible. That's not merciful. That's vindictive. And God reads our heart. He reads our heart. Okay, short story. I heard on Catholic radio the other day. A few years ago, I think it was in Pennsylvania, because the Amish are still, I think it's Pennsylvania. Maybe Upper State New York too, but especially in Pennsylvania. There was a family, driving in a horse and a buggy, and, there were teenagers behind them. And if you're driving in a horse and a buggy, it's going to be slower than a car, obviously. So the young people were honking the horn, And finally, they passed the Amish family. One of the teenagers had a like a brick in the car, and he threw it back at the horse, but it didn't hit the horse. It hit one of the sons that was in the chariot in the head, killed him right away. What would you do? Revenge, right? Now what happened was they were taken to the court, and the Amish family forgave that kid that killed one of their sons. Okay, the kid was sent to jail, and every week the Amish family went to visit the kid that killed their son. The Amish are not Catholics. They're not even Christians. Wow. I heard that. Tell me a better story than that on mercy. So maybe when you're tempted to be spiteful, remember that story. Obviously God's grace in some hidden way was entering and working the hearts of his family. And they bitter no resentment against this rebellious teenager. Be merciful. So, first is prayer. Second would be words. One suggestion. Try to speak with kindness. You pray to St. Francis de Sales. Okay? Pray to St. Francis de Sales. Here's a one-liner from this saint. You can catch more flies. You know it? You can catch more flies with a teaspoon of honey than with a barrel of vinegar. I've often thought about that. I wouldn't want to catch any flies anyway. No, but the idea is the honey is the kindness, the sweetness that should be flowing from our mouths. And it's an indication of our hearts, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Remember the parents back in the 50s, if the kid said a bad word, they'd take him to the bathroom, get a bar of soap, Dial or Dove, right? But that really doesn't solve the problem. It's not so much the mouth that has to change, but the heart. It's the heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So prayers, words, and deeds. Now how are you going to put into practice deeds? Two suggestions. Read Matthew chapter 25. Don't read Mark chapter 25, because there's not 25 chapters in Mark, okay? So remember that, okay? It's Matthew chapter 25. I was hungry. There's some people mumbling a little bit, okay? Frijoles en la boca, as we say. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. Naked, and you clothed me. Foreigner, and you welcomed me. Sick and in prison, and you went to visit me. When, Lord? When? When? Whenever you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. Or if you happen to be allergic to reading, I hope you're not. Okay? Hopefully none of you have an allergy to reading, because reading is good. Look up at those windows. See those windows up there? Those stained glass windows? Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Clothe the naked. Shelter the homeless. Visit the sick. Prisoners. And bury the dead. There you have the corporal works of mercy. On the other side you've got the spiritual works of mercy. So, when all is said and done, we're going to be saved by one thing. Not because of our brilliant IQ or because of our good looks, no offense, no? Or because of our wit and our charm. We're going to be saved only by one word, and that is God's mercy. Amen.